Hey, sweetie. I'm so glad you agreed to go on a date with me. I hope I'm what you expected, considering you know my, online hobby. But I'm actually just a totally normal girl, honestly. I like to relax, I play video games. Well, easy ones like Stardew or Mario. I read, I drink way too much tea. You like my outfit? This skirt isn't too short for a first date, is it? It looks like a third date kind of outfit to me. You seem like you like this. So, movies. Such a cliche date, but it's always a good excuse to get a little cozy and maybe whisper to each other if the movie's no good. And I'm bringing you to a classic, okay? Not some new superhero flick or something. A properly amazing all-time classic movie. It is in black and white, so I hope that's not a big deal for you or anything. You don't mind at all. I'll confess I don't usually like seeing black and white movies. Is that silly? It's just, you don't get all the gorgeous colour and tone, that extra layer of communication. Sure, the compositions are good and the lighting can be too, but I do like the extra emotion colour conveys. I'm getting off topic. Can you tell I'm a little opinionated? Hey, that's just part of me. I'm not going to pretend to be someone else on the first date just to trick you later. I'm a straight shooter. I know what I like, and when I saw your profile on No Way Cupid, I knew I'd like you. Well, if you're being honest, of course. I bet you've had a few disasters from there too, right? People who show up and are completely different. Or they're so boring, they're just like long walks and adventures. What does that even mean? You like adventures? So what, you take a holiday once a year? I swear, nothing says you're not adventurous like saying you like adventures. I'm rambling, aren't I? I do that when I'm nervous. I don't usually go on dates with cuties who know I'm into, you know, hypno kink. I can't believe you figured me out. But whatever, it's good, you know. I guess. Cards on the table. And now we can just see if we click in other ways. I mean, you like hypno kink too, I assume. You came to meet me. It's not just because I look cute in a skirt, right? Now, I didn't book anything for dinner, just the movie tickets. I figure if things go well, maybe a bar or a club after. But let's just see how it goes first, okay? Oh, I didn't tell you the movie. How silly of me. Memory is so funny, isn't it? It's easy to forget things. We're going to see Of Human Bondage. And yes, I know it's almost 100 years old, but it's a classic. It's how Betty Davis got her big break. Isn't that cute? Now, go fetch us some popcorn from the concessions, and I'll take a Diet Coke too. You're so good. You're back. Good. The movie is starting in a minute, so let's grab our seats. We're right at the back. Follow me. Here we go. Take a seat. You got the popcorn? Perfect. Oh, before it starts, I brought an extra pair of earbuds. Since we're right at the back, you'll need them because the bass is really loud here. They'll help protect your hearing. Go on, put them on. They'll play a soft white noise to cancel out some of the really loud sounds. It's pretty clever tech. You don't mind doing that, do you? Just pop them in. It's for your own good. Pretty please? Thanks. That makes me feel better. I don't want to be worrying about you, you know? I'm kind of protective, I guess. But shh, now, movie's starting. It's such a classic. You'll love it. Probably. It's kind of sad, too. So Betty plays this total bitch, basically. And she really manipulates the poor... Oops, sorry, I'm spoiling it. I'll try not to talk too much through this, but I've seen it a few times and... Did I tell you the title isn't really that good an indication of the content? So forgetful, aren't I? But then it's easy to forget things. Sorry, should have said there's no actual... bondage in this. Hope you're not too disappointed. You seem nervous. Have you been really anticipating this? Had those butterflies in your tummy? Wanting to make sure it all goes perfectly? Don't worry, it always does with me. Do you like old movies? Or did you just agree to this one because I asked? You know, you don't have to do everything I say. Or is that what you're into? Because you like hypnosis? Don't look at me like that. We're literally the only people here, so I can talk a little. Just watch the movie. I told you, I'm a bit of a yapper, so if I keep talking, that's how I am. Plus, I've seen this before, and isn't the movie just totally an excuse to get some time in a dark room together? This is kind of relaxing. Dark space, comfy, big seats. I did spring for the premium chairs, so they're extra soft. And you know, I'm sure you can focus on two things at once. There's a lot of dialogue in this thing, though, isn't there? So it might be hard to keep paying attention to me or to the movie. Maybe the white noise will help. Drown out any extra background noise? Or is that just too much going on? Are you paying attention to the movie? Good. Just keep watching. Listen to that dialogue. Those accents are interesting, right? They don't really exist anymore, even. Like, they happened, but then they just stopped being real. Anyway, you don't need to focus on my words, really. I just feel like chatting with you. Maybe a cinema isn't the best date location, is it? You kind of lose that connection you get sitting across a table at a nice restaurant. But then it's all snooty and posh, and here we can just curl up and relax. Just let the comfy, cozy seats be something to squish into. In fact, it's really, really relaxing to just sit in a dark room and watch a movie. I often find myself falling asleep when I do. At home, you know. All cozy and quiet, movie on, curtains closed, lights down low. It's just the perfect way to relax. And anything else I hear fades away. I get so focused. I don't think of anything else. I just narrow in on what I want to hear. Can you do that too? Can you just focus on something you really want to? Maybe someone with pretty legs and a short skirt? Maybe someone with a soft, sweet voice? Maybe something in the background that's tickling at your mind, but you can't quite make it out. Shouldn't you be watching the movie? I like this scene. It's a great intro to her character. I mean, she's kind of mean. But I think the guy is a jerk too.
You know, you have a lovely smile. You should use it more often.
Now don't go spoofing.
Telling her that? Like, come on, dude. You wouldn't do that, would you? Speak to me that way? Ever? You'd be respectful, kind, polite. I know you would. You always are, aren't you? I keep talking, don't I? You going to finish the popcorn? You've barely touched it. Whatever, just leave it in your lap. So, what was I saying? Focus. You have to focus, don't you? Even in the dark, even with me yabbering on like this. Even in this soft, plush chair with that velvety fabric you can just melt into. You have to focus. You just have to pay close attention. Or you might miss something. Just listen so carefully. Isn't that important? To listen? You're a good listener, I can tell. Maybe just because I haven't stopped talking. But you'd speak up if you had something to say. You may just prefer to listen to me. No worries, just relaxing and enjoying the moment. The night we're sharing, this lovely date. Are you glad I asked you out? Glad you've ended up just chilling with me like this? Sunk into a soft, cozy chair in the dark with a movie playing. Are you focused on it? Or on me? Does it matter? Do you like seeing the actors on a date when we're on a date? Isn't that funny? People going on dates to see romance. Well, this isn't really romantic, but they're trying for now. He wants to go home with her. I wonder if you want to go home with me. If you want a kiss at the end of the night. Do you think he'll get one? Or maybe she'll be mean?
I'll say goodnight here.
Won't you stay for a moment?
No.
Why not?
Why? People would think I don't know what all.
Oh, she is so mean. Do you think he likes it? You know he'll keep coming back to her. Desperate for more? For that kiss she didn't give him? People are funny like that, I think. They want so badly what they can't have. They come back over and over thinking this will be the time they get to the finish line. But you're lucky. You're right here with me. Focused on me. So closely. Listening to my every word, even as you try to follow the movie. Can you follow the movie? It's okay if you can't. It's not so important. The experience is. The moment. Let the moment be where you live. Relax into it. And focus on my words again. Wherever you hear them. Are the heroine's words mine? Are you feeling them sink into your mind? Let go a little. Relax. Enjoy the moment. The date we're on. A pretty girl is just talking to you. A pretty girl is talking on the screen. Is she pretty? Do you like what you hear? It's hard to focus, isn't it? Easier to just let me take over, let me guide you. Let me sink my words into your mind, gently nudging you to where I want you to be. You know, I heard being controlling on a first date is kind of a red flag, but I don't know. Sometimes people like it. That calm, commanding presence makes them excited for that same vibe in private places. Like cinema screens with no one else around. Or maybe in a bedroom. By a third date, it hardly matters anyway. Do I distract you from the movie too much? You can pay attention to that. Go on, focus on it. Keep your attention there. Don't let my incessant voice play with your mind. Not like you enjoy being hypnotized, is it? Not like you've fantasized for years about being hypnotized in a date like this. Being taken out and having your mind played with a little. Am I hypnotizing you? Oh, don't be silly. We're just at the movies. Watching this? You know what's happening, right? You can follow. Or do you feel like we've skipped a few scenes? Do you hear me clearly, or is it a little hard to focus on one thing? Do I confuse you? I'm sorry. I have that effect sometimes. I should be nicer. Shouldn't be so controlling on a first date, should I? But you could leave, couldn't you? You could just get up and walk away. But I don't think you want to. I think you like a cute girl with a soft, sweet voice right beside you. Making you feel relaxed, warm and cozy in that seat. I think you were hoping for this when you found out you'd get a date with me. It's natural. It's easy to just accept that. You wanted this. You wanted me. You still want me. Me in my mini skirt and cute heels. Me all dolled up for a date with eyeliner and red lipstick. Me with my hair done, all swept to one side dramatically. You can't think of anything but me. Unless I tell you to focus on the movie. Come on, we're supposed to be watching this, aren't we? But you seem so distracted. Maybe you should listen to me so I can explain what's happening. You missed something along the way, I think, so let me fill in the gaps. There are an awful lot of gaps in that mind of yours. I can just flow into them. My words can sink into them. And that feels good. Doesn't being hypnotized feel good? Not that I'm doing that, I'm just talking during this silly old movie. Well, if that seems hypnotic to you, it's only your desires flooding your mind with ideas. Once you've held inside for so long, hoping for someone like me to come along. I'm not an object, you know. I'm not here just to fulfill your hypnotic fantasies. Is that what this date was about? Try not to imagine falling under my spell, okay? Try not to think about how it would feel if I did hypnotize you. Don't lose yourself in the fantasy of your mind drifting under my control. Slowly and sweetly, as my voice casts its spell upon you. Try to stay focused on the moment. Where you are, who you're with, what you're doing. If you want to be hypnotized, you can't just give in to that on date one. You have to woo me first. Wow me with conversation and fun. Don't you? But you can't quite seem to escape this little moment we're in. And you're quiet, polite as you watch a movie. Dutiful. I like that. Don't imagine being dutiful for me. Don't imagine quietly waiting for commands. Don't get lost in that fantasy. Just try not to imagine falling under my spell and walking out of here behind me on an invisible leash. Don't imagine following me home, servicing me all night, without a thought in your head other than, must obey Kalia. Just be good and think what I want you to, not any of those naughty things. Try not to think about how good, how deeply pleasurable it would feel to fall under my hypnotic spell. Ignore anything else you hear now. Just let me talk to you. Be good and focus on what I'm saying, not what you're fantasizing about when you hear my voice. What are you anticipating I'll say next? You're so excited to be on a date with me, aren't you? You need to focus on this moment. Enjoy it. We'll never have another first date. Unless you think now about how many first dates you've been on with me. Is this the first? Or does it feel oddly familiar? A deja vu? What if we've already been on a date before this? 2 dates? 10 dates? And you've forgotten all of them? What if the ease with which you fall under my spell and do what I say is because you've heard all of this before? And you know the pattern, and it feels so good to keep falling into it. What if you imagine the dates we had before? The arcade, the flashing neon lights on my skin and that dress. The bar, where we were so close and it was too loud to talk and we just kissed passionately in a corner. What if you conjure up all of those other images? You've been here before, right? Or am I just confusing you? Weaving a magic spell on your mind, too much to take in, so the words sink past your defenses and let me etch my name upon your mind. Are you remembering other times we've dated? Or am I making you remember? What do you think? Do you think? Can you? Or can you only follow my words now? Is the quiet looping background and that white noise making you feel confused? Aroused? Lost? Does the idea of being dominated mentally just make you melt completely? Is that why you came on this date? Or did the hypnotic words I texted you bring you here again? You're a good subject. Has anyone ever told you that? You're a natural. You fall so easily. It's some trained response, isn't it? You know exactly how to respond to my voice, to my words. Does it excite you that I can do this to you? That I can sneak my words into your mind as you watch a movie, an innocent, simple movie? Don't you think you should focus on that again? Where were we anyway? Can you tell me what's happened? I forgot to pay attention. But you never forget that, do you? You never forget to let my words be your focus. Do you yearn for hypnosis like this? Have you been hoping for this exact moment so you fall into it readily? Or have I trained you to fall into it over and over? Have my words been in your mind so long that you no longer know reality from fantasy? Didn't I tell you not to get lost in fantasy? Watch the movie or listen to me. What's it going to be? Do you feel the power my words have, or do my words have power because you want them to? How excited are you? Have you been letting fantasy win over logic? You've let me in now. Let my words caress your open mind. And doesn't that feel good? Whether it's a trained response or this is the first date we've had, and I'm just that good at making you imagine, making you feel, making you excited. Doesn't matter. It feels good. It feels amazing to just let go. To let my voice wash over your mind and send you into a dazed, mindless state of blissful surrender. You're submitting to my power and you enjoy it. You feel good when you surrender. You feel good when you're hypnotized. Being hypnotized is pleasure in itself. You don't need more. You don't need me to reach under that popcorn bucket. You don't need to put your hand on my thigh and feel how soft I am. You just need to listen. You just need to focus on my voice. You're forgetting the movie. It's fading into the background. You're having your first experience with me and it's impossible to resist. In fact, it feels good not to resist. It feels good to simply follow, comply with my commands. Like when you bought the popcorn and drinks. So obedient. So compliant and docile. And that's how I like you. A soft-minded, submissive date. Someone I can take the lead with. who willingly follows. Surrender. You chose to come on this date for a reason, and I know the reason. I know it's to be hypnotized. You chose to date a hypnotist. And if life isn't a little confusing, that's all it is. You're lost in the blissful surrender. If time slips by without you noticing, that's all it is. You've fallen under my spell. And you enjoy that feeling. The feeling of helplessly following my words as they take control of your mind. As they ink my name upon your brain. Maybe it's time you did lose yourself in that fantasy. It's time you let go of inhibitions and thought about how it would feel to follow me, to obey me, to be mine. To come with me, led by an invisible leash, back to my home, to my room, and to fall to your knees and worship me mindlessly, lost in the bliss that you can only feel when you're deeply entranced. This is what you've wanted for so, so long. For hypnotists to have this kind of power over you. To give in and let them take control. Even if she talks over the movie, it's worth it to hear her voice. Even if she's controlling, it's worth it because you want to be controlled. You crave it. It's a yearning you've wanted to sate for so long. And now you can. Here with me. You're with me, first date, third date, who knows? You respond so willingly, so eagerly. And the more you obey, the better it feels. The more you follow my commands, the more you enjoy following. The more you submit yourself to the power of my words, the easier it becomes to comply. You think just what I want you to think. You feel what I want you to. You do what I tell you to. You're a good subject. A good, obedient date. And my words just sink into your mind so easily now, so completely. You want to keep dating me so badly to keep feeling this. You want to try everything with me. Fantasy, roleplay, adventure, hypnosis, brainwashing, all of it. You want to experience the full extent of my power and never look back. Sometimes you won't even remember. You'll fall back to who you were when we started and come looking for that first experience again. Because there is something special about the first time. The nerves, the butterflies in your stomach, the excitement and tension. You want to keep coming back to that, to keep falling for me over and over in different ways. So when the movie ends, you'll forget all about this date. You'll go home and forget you were even here. You'll think you stayed home and read a book. You'll think you haven't met me yet, and you'll come back again as soon as you can for another first date. And it'll feel just as exciting and fresh. You'll fall even quicker, even easier, and it'll feel more amazing than the last time. You'll keep dating me happily, mindlessly, and obediently. You don't have to, of course. But I know you want to. So don't think about the next first date as you forget this one. Don't think about what we could do next. Don't imagine that next time will be the time I take you home. Don't fantasize about worshipping me. Don't get lost in the thought of being all mine. As you forget this date and you feel the white noise fade and hear the movie again and realize it's coming to an end, just let go of it all. Let go of the memory of this time and start to anticipate the next date. And now the end appears on screen and you wake. You wake up and start walking out, forgetting more and more with each step closer to home removes a little more of this memory. Good night, sweetie. Can't wait for our next first date. Maybe I'll take you bouldering next time. Now go, step by step, and forget. Good subject. So good.